Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, one person dead. Officers searching for clues in Santa Clara County. The overnight crash clearing up just in time for the morning commute.
Plus, the South Bay's biggest vaccination site could soon welcome kids as young as 12 years old. The highly anticipated approval that could come down any minute.
And the worsening water shortage leading more Bay Area cities to crack down on usage. The new proposal just introduced. Good morning to you. It's Wednesday, May 12th. I'm Lynn Keyes.
And I'm Michelle Griego, waking up to a much needed cool down.
Mary Lee joins us now with the relief from those fire conditions. Thank goodness, Mary.
Oh, yeah. Really thankful about this. As we're tracking that ocean breeze kicking in for us, we'll see higher humidity, cooler temperatures. So a lot to be thankful for as we head through the rest of the work week. Of course, we could use the rain. That's not going to be the case anytime soon, though. Here is a lovely view. You can see that fog rolling in, that blanket of fog, and high above that fog, Mount Diablo with those golden colors in the sky. We're in the 40s and 50s as we start off our day. And just to show you the visibility, that fog along the coast, around the bay, and even some of our inland locations as well. So cooler today, the start of our cool down as we head through the rest of the week. Upper 50s with those clouds along the coast, 60s to about 70 around the bay, and looking at many locations into the 80s this afternoon. And we will continue with that cool down over the next several days. Let's check in with Gianna. Boy, it is foggy as we start off our day.
Yes, it is, Mary, especially at the Golden Gate Bridge and that 101 ride through Sausalito. That is where CHP has issued a fog advisory. So limited visibility for those traveling in that area. Live look here. You can see that fog just kind of hovering over the Golden Gate there. So definitely give yourself a few extra minutes here if you're making that ride out of Marin County into San Francisco this morning. South 101 from the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge into the city will take you about 17 minutes right now. Live look at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza traffic. Definitely starting to get busy here. They haven't officially turned on the metering lights, but that is likely to change as we're starting to see things stacking up there just a bit at the Toll Plaza. And we are still tracking brake lights southbound 680 as you head towards that 780 connector. This is due to an earlier brush fire. Everything is out, but the left lane still blocked as fire crews mop up the mess.
I'm Ann McEvick at Live News Desk following a DUI investigation in Milpitas after a fatal crash overnight. Happened on northbound 680 near the Jacqueline off-ramp at about 12:30. The driver was taken to the hospital with injuries, and we did see two coroner vans arriving there at the scene. The CHP seemed canvassing that area for evidence. Now, as Gianna mentioned earlier, those lanes have since been reopened. Michelle, back to you.
And thank you. Happening today, a CDC advisory committee will meet to review the safety and efficacy of the Pfizer vaccine for children as young as 12. The panel could give the green light to children aged 12 to 15 to be vaccinated as early as tomorrow. So let's get right over to KPIX 5's Kit Doe, who is live at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. Hi, Kit.
Hello there. So it's a gorgeous sunrise here over Levi's Stadium. This is the largest mass vaccination site in the Bay Area, in the state actually, and we're monitoring a big push from the CDC about possibly giving the vaccine dose to younger kids. So the CDC special advisory panel meeting today to look at the data for the Pfizer shot only, which has been shown to be effective in 100% of kids ages 12 to 15, and that is much higher than the adult range. The head of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, is expected to sign off in and give the final okay.
Some parents won't want to be first, but I'm also encouraging children to ask for the vaccine. I have a 16-year-old myself, and I can tell you he wanted to get the vaccine. He wants his life back.
Parents who want to protect their children, younger teens who want to get vaccinated, we're a step closer to that goal now.
After CDC approval, the Western States Scientific Safety Review Workgroup will issue its own approval, which would open up the vaccine to 2.1 million kids in the age 12 to 15 age group. At Levi's Stadium, Santa Clara County started hosting Youth Night last night, in which they offered tours of the 49ers locker room, a swag bag, and a chance to take a selfie on the field, all in hopes of convincing younger people to come in and get the shot. Youth Night at Levi's will continue on tonight and end tomorrow. Live in Santa Clara, Kit Doe, KPIX 5.
A new report shows younger people are making up nearly a quarter of new virus cases. Doctors say symptom severity continues to be lower for children. The American Academy of Pediatrics says more than 72,000 new cases in children were reported last week alone. Happening today, Governor Gavin Newsom is set to announce a proposal for an unprecedented level of school funding. He says it would be used to reimagine public schools and support student well-being. It's all part of the governor's so-called California comeback plan. You can watch the governor's announcement streaming live today at 1:15 on CBSN Bay Area.
It's official. After a unanimous vote, Sir Francis Drake High School in San Anselmo has a new name. The campus in the Tamalpais Union School District will be renamed in honor of Archie Williams. Williams, a pioneer for black athletes, won a gold medal at the 1936 Olympic Games, joined the famed Tuskegee Airmen during World War II, and taught at Drake High for 21 years. Community members, including KPIX5's Vern Glenn, have been campaigning to have Williams recognized on campus.
On the road to recovery, San Mateo County is now waking up in the state's yellow tier, joining San Francisco. That move allows for expanded capacity at restaurants, gyms, movie theaters, and other indoor businesses. Outdoor live events will be allowed again, and bars can also reopen indoors at 25%.
I imagine excited doesn't even begin to describe how you're feeling.
Very excited. I think people are ready to get going, and the weather is turning beautiful, so that's opportunity for us.
Meanwhile, case rates in Santa Clara and Santa Cruz counties are now low enough they could be next to move into the yellow, possibly next week. For a list of the current status for each Bay Area county, you can head to KPIX.com.
As California continues to face drought conditions, one San Francisco supervisor is leading a push to conserve water and expand recycled water supply in the city. The ordinance, drafted by Supervisor Rafael Mandelman, would require all new large buildings in San Francisco to double the amount of water collected and reused. The requirements would apply to buildings that filed permits starting on January 1, 2022. The SFPUC estimates the changes could save 30% of indoor potable water and offset as much as 75% of total indoor potable water demand. The Santa Clara Valley Water District is raising rates. Valley Water says the 9.1% increase approved will pay for emergency water supplies and system upgrades. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo tweeted he is disappointed Valley Water did not vote to reduce rate hikes by eliminating spending on the $2.5 billion Pacheco Dam project. According to Valley Water, eliminating the dam project would have reduced the rate hike from 9.1% to 8.5%. And East Bay Mud is advancing its plan to raise rates. The district is seeking a 4% increase starting this July and another 4% next July. Customers can weigh in at a public hearing on June 8th.
Well, the second driest year on record means businesses that bank on water are keeping a close eye on restrictions. RAF California says its reservations are filling up fast, due in part to limitations when it comes to river runs. The South Fork of the American River and the Truckee River are open with reduced days due to dry conditions.
We have fewer days available to us, but we still get great water on the days we have them.
Any of that snow melts or any of that rain that, you know, has fallen recently, instead of running off downstream, it's actually percolating into the ground and, you know, helping recharge some of that groundwater.
For tips on water conservation and the latest updates on the drought, head to the special section on our website, KPIX.com.